The People's Democratic Party has constantly come against the gagging of free speech, whether of individual Nigerians or of media organizations. We have protested the plot by the All Progressives Congress and its federal government, led by President Muhammadu Buhari, to bring up all manner of laws to gag the media space. And we say that all our statute books, particularly our constitution, has provided for means of punishing offenders. And now coming up to bring up amendments and create fresh acts of the parliament that will curtail free speech is totally unacceptable. We have said that clearly and will not stop saying it until all plots are withdrawn.
Some people are suggesting that the lawmakers are right to attempt to ensure that media personnel are truthful and publish the correct, genuine information, not information that will mislead the public and undermine the country's territorial integrity as well as peace and stability. How do you respond to that?
The federal government, I'm sorry to say, is exposing itself as being uneducated. And I say so because there are various platforms in the media space. There are those that you can understand that dwell on rumors. And there are laws in the country that says that if you go against the rule of law, if you go against the rule guiding free speech, you can be tried. There are various laws available. But you do not come up with a wholesome act that is meant to stall the media process. A wholesome law that you want to put into use to gag free speech. That is totally unacceptable.
Kola, the chairman of the Senate committee at the National Assembly, Senator Ajibola Basiru, defended the bills by saying that the fact that one regulates the activities of the media like radio, television, does not mean you are gagging the media. How do you respond to that?
It does. It does. For instance, the People's Democratic, members of the People's Democratic Party are having brought up to speak on radios and televisions because of fears that they will be forcefully reprimanded by the National Broadcasting Commission. Operators in the media space are being fined humongous sums, and they are receiving threats of closure just because they provided avenue to hear the other side of all issues concerning Nigeria. And this is totally, totally unacceptable. You recall that when the People's Democratic Power was in office, we passed the Freedom of Information Bill into an act, and it was signed into law by President Goodluck Jonathan. But what we have today, the media space is being shut in against the wishes of Nigerians.